Sadly, this morning we lost four of our colleagues in a truly horrific attack on a minibus that was transporting them from their guest house to our office in the town of Garoway in northern Somalia. In addition, there are five of our colleagues who have been injured in the attack as well as two non-UN personnel who were killed. So this is really a terrible, terrible day for UNICEF and indeed for all those for whom these colleagues were working in the country.
How many UNICEF staff are stationed in that area?
I don't have the exact numbers of all the staff who are there. However, this is one of our sub-offices covering the north and the northeast of the country.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work had these staff members been carrying out?
Well, UNICEF has been working in Somalia for many years, since 1972, in fact, and our programs right now are focusing particularly in areas such as water, in education, in child health, nutrition and the protection of children. So our sort of classic UNICEF programs working for some of the most vulnerable children, the most vulnerable families in that part of the country.
And so in 2015, how would you say the security situation is compared to other decades that you've worked there?
I wouldn't like to make comparisons. I think right now, today, our focus is on the loss of our staff. And of course, our thoughts right now are with their families and their friends and loved ones, and with the colleagues who are in Somalia today continuing to do the work that UNICEF is committed to carry out for children. And I think that's really where we would like to keep our focus at this time.
Of course. Do you think that this attack will hinder the deployment of staff in the near future?
Again, I don't want to speculate about what may or may not happen in the future. Right now, our continuing work for these most vulnerable children and their families is our priority, and we'll certainly be absolutely committed to continuing that as best we can.